Hello, my friends. Welcome to this together run. I'm actually going to have myself just jump immediately into it. So I'm going to have you do the same in 3, 2, and 1, and I'll explain. Now, before I explain that, didn't start off by grounding ourselves in some element of nature. So I want you to just take 10 seconds now and find some element of nature to give some attention to, or just be looking around at all the elements of nature around you, taking them in while you begin this run. And let's just, take 10 seconds now to go ahead and do that. And I also want you to just feel your feet on the ground, moving with each step, hitting the ground. And while you could be running on dirt or grass, something more natural, or like me, could be running on something very hard and man-made, doesn't matter what you're running on, you're still landing on the earth with each run. With each step, you're still connected. So we're just going to ground in a different way to start this run. And the reason for that, the reason I needed to get going right away, is because in 4 minutes, we are going to be meeting my unsuspecting running partner, Lane, and training partner. He doesn't know. I decided, literally as I was walking out the door, that I was going to do this. And I haven't told him. So you're going to get to hear his real reaction. And yeah, I think he'll be okay with it. Is that mean? Maybe. But I think he knows me well enough by now that probably wouldn't be too far out of his what he expects of me. So we're going to hear a bit about his running story. We're going to do our usual sensory things with him, and we'll get to learn about him, and we'll see how we go, and it's going to be interesting. So I'm going to wait till we get to him to do the usual things, but I want to say thank you for joining us today. Thank you for all many of you have been sharing your social media posts, either sending them to me in direct message, tagging me in something, and when I know something is important enough and you enjoyed it enough that you shared it on your social media to try and encourage others to do it. Oh, that makes me feel so good. It doesn't matter if you use a screenshot of the podcast or if you do it as a picture of you or what you're seeing, Mike, like you did, which was great this week. I just love it. So thank you to those of you who have done that. And I just love to see those. And thank you for joining, because I know you obviously could be running to music or anything else, but you're here with me now, and that means a lot. Did you listen to For Real episodes yet, which came out last Friday, Wednesday? And I'd love to hear your thought. We did the intro episode, which was a catch up with Sarah Crouch, just 15 minutes long, and then the first For Real episode, which is basically Sarah Crouch and I picking a random topic and discussing it. So this week's was, what is the strangest thing in your fridge? So, yeah, it was fun. All right, I don't see Lane yet. I'm at our meeting point. Oh, there he is. All right, you ready to hear someone? Be very surprised and maybe hate me a little. Would you hate me if I was doing this to you? I'd imagine 90% of you would say yes. You might want to turn around. You're going to hate me. Do you see what I have in my hand?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Lane.
Hi, how are you?
Are you okay with being part of it together when it's too late?
I suppose so.
Yeah. I was just talking to the audience about how I had not given you any heads up whatsoever.
Yes, this is true.
How surprised are you with me?
Well, I was like, what are you carrying?
Yeah, what is it? You can describe it, because no one ever has seen me do this before. So, I mean, I've run with a few people, but not an unsuspecting, so.
It is a...
What's it look like to you?
A phone with, like, a mouse attached to the top.
It's called a dead cat. Isn't that funny? A dead cat.
Dead.
It's a good name for it. Good dead cat's tail, maybe.
Yeah, it's pretty appropriate.
Okay, so how surprised are you, knowing me, that I just did this to you?
Pretty surprised.
Really?
Well, yeah, it was a first.
Okay. And how are you feeling right now? Are you stressed?
No.
Okay, good. All right, so, have you ever listened to one of these?
It's been a while.
Okay, but you have?
Yes.
Does that feel weird, knowing that you run with me? No. Anyway?
Okay. I feel like I've known you long enough now, but...
Okay. Okay, fair enough. So... I'm going to make you do with me all the meditative pieces as well, but I wanted to wait for you.
Okay.
But first, can you tell us a little about you? Just give us who is this mystery training partner of mine?
Well, my name's Lane.
Or L, as you go by on Strava. That's what I call you. Anyway.
Yeah, Lauren asked me that the other day. She's like, are you L? Well,
yes. Okay.
I am 33, a father of two twins.
Who are adorable.
Yes. Who are currently potty training, and it's a handful.
Yep.
And I like to run.
Yep. You also do a really cool job, so can you tell us about that?
I am a civil engineer specializing in water and wastewater treatment and alternative water supply projects. And I primarily work on projects in Southern California, where there are too many people and not enough water.
Yes. And I love hearing about your projects, because obviously that's of interest to me as well. And I've mentioned many times before about how I tend to chase people down that I see around and I want to be friends with. And I kind of did that to you, but you started it. So do you want to tell people how you and I met each other?
Yeah, so I moved back to St. Louis from Southern California in August of last year. Uh-huh. Didn't have any running friends in St. Louis. I'm from St. Louis originally, so I have friends and family here, but no one that runs or still runs. So I was on the lookout, known of you from your podcast. So I reached out on Instagram, just asking for, do you know of anyone who runs around here, or training groups, or group workouts?
Didn't you ask me about the track? Is there a track nearby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And mostly just wanting to know, not thinking that you would actually volunteer to run with me, but that you might know of people. And you... graciously, we're like, let's meet up tomorrow.
And so we did, right where we are now, right where we're stepping.
And we were going to a track, and I don't know if I ever told you this, but I was like, oh, woof, what did I just get myself into?
Do you remember what we did on that day?
I don't, actually. Mm,
me neither.
But yeah, I was very concerned. I was like, I'm not sure what I got myself into on this one.
But I don't remember anything about that, actually, but it was fine.
Yeah.
And then basically I decided, right, I'm getting my claws in you now and you're staying here because we are, like, perfect running buddies. And before we get onto these meditative pieces, I'm just gonna like brag on you a bit. But yeah, so I've told Lane this, he knows this. I have trained most of my life on my own. I've had people to run with, but when it was other elites, there's always that like element of competitiveness where really, as much as you, or at least for me back then, we supported one another. There was, you could always feel that like, I'm gonna get ya vibe. But with you and I, it is literally, and I've said this to you many times, we should probably get off this main road in a minute. So let's turn on the next one on the right. Okay. With you, it's literally like one of us will fall a step back, and then you can almost like hear the other one in your head being like, come on, stay with me. And then like a few minutes later, or a few reps later, the other one is falling back a little bit. That damn watch beeping. and we like, just, I don't know, there's just so much like respect between us, and I'm just so, yeah, grateful to have found Lane, because he is just a perfect person to run with. We have such good chats, but also like, yeah, we can like turn our serious on and off as needed for what we're doing, and yeah, it's just been great. So,
well, the feeling is reciprocated.
Yes. And tonight, we're doing something exciting, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah, we're going out on a double date.
We are. We're teaching the kids. We're going on a double date.
Yeah, so we've never done that before, so it's going to be interesting having the four of us actually able to have a conversation without four children under five running around. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And that's also why I was like, okay, well, I can do this today because I'm going to have plenty of time to talk to Lane later. So, yeah, as you're going to get, like, 4 hours with me today, I was like, I'm going to just selfishly take one of them to do this.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to see where my loop is?
Yeah.
You're going to laugh at this. I do this loop over and over again on these runs, and you're literally not going to believe what it is. Okay, so we're going to go over there. We'll do a lap or 10, and then we'll carry on. Okay, so I'm going to have us all do, a bit late, the meditative elements of this. I'm going to talk through a body scan. So if you haven't done one of these runs before, you're picking one that's a bit out of order and different, but that's okay. And I'm going to call out, well, it's busy, it's around here this morning. I'm going to call out the various body parts just for you to check in and see how you're feeling. And yeah, just try and be present within your body. You ready? You ready, Lane?
I'm ready.
Okay, all right. Starting at the top of your head, working your way down, checking in with those eyes, making sure they're not scrunched, not holding any tension. Continuing on down through your nose, into your mouth, making sure you're not holding on, clenching, nice and relaxed with that jaw as you continue on down. Through the front of the neck and the back of the neck, going into the top of your shoulders, going down through the upper arm, around the elbow, into the forearm and wrist and hand. As you continue on down through the main part of your torso, going into your chest, your stomach. As you go around, check in with the back. Continuing on down through your hips and glutes. Continuing down as we go into your quads. Checking in with the hamstrings. Around the back to the knee, back of the knee, front of the knee. Continuing on down into your calf. Shin, as you check in with your inner ankle, your outer ankle, bring into the heel and arch and into your ball of your foot, and finally your toes. Let's just take a few seconds to reflect How is everything feeling? How are you feeling, Ling?
You want the honest answer?
Yeah, I want the honest answer. Who do you think you're talking to?
I'm still pretty sore from GSP.
Yeah? Yeah, we'll go into what that means in a few minutes. Although a few people's ears perked up like, ooh, I know what that is. We'll go into that in a minute. You're still a bit sore.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's okay, because as you can tell, I have to run a little bit slower to do these.
Yeah.
So, as long as you don't mind that. Yep. Okay. And next, I'm going to do this how I've done it with other people in the past, where I'm going to give people some time to take in each of your senses, and then Lane, I'm going to have you describe what you are experiencing in each of those areas. So let's all go ahead and take as deep as you can, because you're running, two deep breaths, as deep as they can be. So do that at your own pace. What do you smell?
Me?
Let's give him a second. All right, Lane, what do you smell?
Flowers.
Flowers.
Blooming.
Flowers blooming. Do you like that smell?
My sinuses do not like it, but
okay.
I like it.
Okay. Great, thank you. Lane, what do you taste?
Place what it is.
Oh, interesting. Nothing coming to mind?
It's familiar.
Okay. Is it just like your neutral?
It could be the neutral.
Okay. Alright. And the rest of you obviously have your answers. Okay, so Lane, that's my loop. We're back to the start.
Alright.
Isn't that a good loop?
Yeah, I figured out what it is.
What?
I think it's like mulch.
Oh, the smell is mulch. Yeah?
It has like almost like a, you can feel it on your mouth.
Okay. Yeah, I could see what you're saying. Makes sense. Right. Should we do my loop one more time and then leave?
Yes.
See, you might have to pull me off because we're getting a rhythm in this loop and it's, yeah.
Later.
Yeah, sometimes. No, it's only for these together runs. I just find it comforting. I'm sure that people who live in these like, not many houses that we're running around are like, oh, there's that crazy woman again. Got all those places she could be running, and yet she hangs out here for hours. Okay. Next, we're going to do hearing. So I'm going to give you 30 seconds to either take out your headphones, listen to your surroundings, or you can listen to ours. And then I'm going to have Lane tell us what he hears or heard in that time. So let's go ahead and do that now. Oh, I know one thing I heard. Okay, final few seconds. What do you hear? Okay, Lane, other than your watch beeping, which actually really I only notice when we're doing something like this, what else did you hear?
Our footfalls.
Uh-huh.
And the birds chirping.
Okay.
Those are the
two things that came to mind for you?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for sharing. Those of you at home, you obviously have your own version of this, whatever that was for you. Okay, so next we're going to do tactile touch. What you're experiencing on the outside of your body, what you feel. So let's go ahead and take 30 seconds to do that. You may find there's an area where your attention gets stuck, if you're sore or something, or it may just be jumping really quickly from place to place. But just be in your body and let's see what comes up. Wander off, gently bring yourself back. A few more seconds. Alright, Lane, what were you feeling? What was coming out to you?
Alright, I've got a question about this.
Oh, you would, yes.
So these are physical?
Yeah, like, I feel, yeah. We're going to get to emotional in a minute, don't you worry.
Right.
Yeah, physical. So just describe, like, sweat on my face, cold on my arms, watch bouncing. Like, what do you feel?
So these are new shoes.
Okay.
And I feel them on the bottom of my feet.
Okay. I'm glad they're not a certain symbol.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
All right, keep going.
So that was the... That was a big one. And then I feel my sinuses on my nose.
Okay. Just like irritated, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. You know, one thing I feel is my arm having to go much higher because you're so damn tall.
I could wear arm workout for you.
Yeah. Okay. Alright, so lastly, we're going to do a sense of sight, vision. I want you to take just a little bit of time to really take in what's around you, using your eyes, overused sense. But I want you to make sure at some point you find some kind of detail that you wouldn't normally pay attention to. Let's get on it. Some detail you wouldn't normally pay attention to that... You just want to hone in on and really take a mental photograph of. Okay, ready? Off we go. Few more seconds. You haven't got a detail yet, do that now. Really take a picture of whatever that is in your mind. Okay, Lane, what did you notice and then what was your thing you felt a lot of detail or you paid attention to?
Alright, so we went through a fork in the streets.
Yep.
In this neighborhood. And at the center of the fork is a little common space.
Uh-huh.
And there's a little park with a couple benches.
Yep.
Park's probably not the right word.
It's a stretch.
And trees. And some shrubbery.
Yep.
It's just kind of a nice little common area space.
Yeah. There's quite a lot of those around here, actually.
Yeah. There's no unused space for California.
That's true. Lane's going off, I'm turning around. Okay, what other things did you notice along the way?
How green everything is becoming.
Yep.
Very quickly.
Yep.
From the, dead of winter.
Yep. Are you participating in No Mow April?
I am.
Good, thank you.
Yes.
I'm going to actually explain that now. As we have finished the sensory pieces, thank you so much for checking in with your body. We'll check in with our mind in a minute. But first, I want to say, so I just mentioned Nomo April, and they are, well, the adjacent town to us is doing this, but we're going to start a trend over here as well, which basically says not to mow in April, because when you do so, we are putting risk to primarily the bees, but all the pollinators, by allowing the wildflowers, the early wildflowers especially in the spring, to thrive. You are giving them basically the best chance of success they can have. And so as long as you can possibly put off mowing, if you can do so, I mean, I'm looking here, Lane, to our left. They haven't mowed yet. There are, what do you see there?
I don't know what those are called, but they're little purple
flowers. Purple, yeah, there's white. There's also like pinks, just all kinds of flowers. And it's be the same. I mean, obviously this is dependent on where you live, but like as much as possible, just giving those bees, which are in severe danger, a chance to, you know, do their thing and keep us alive as well as themselves. So yes, that's what I mean by Nomo April. Okay, so now, Lane, is the question of how are you, really? Now, I obviously understand I didn't give you any heads up, and so your answer might not be fully what to the level that I would go to, but I'm going to give everyone listening about a minute or two to just reflect through your answer. If we were running together, what would you say? And even if we were running together and you wouldn't say anything, just to answer it for yourself, how are you, really? Resist the urge, Lane. I can see you thinking about jumping up the curb. Yes, we're fine. I need to ask you about that when we are done here with this question. Get back to thinking. You've drifted off. How are you, really? No, I think we should jump on the curb. Thanks. This one's long. Final few seconds. Okay. 30-minute group. You have about 30 seconds left. So just come to a walk, and then we'll do some strides in a minute. So just come to a walk when your watch hits 30, and we'll go from there. All right, Lane, how are you really?
I am good. I don't know if seasonal depression is a real thing or not, but I always do feel better in spring when it starts to warm up.
Yep.
Sun's out, things are blooming. So I think that helps. I know we're going to circle back to TSV, but
yep.
Coming off of an event where so much of the community gets together, always refills me, recharges me.
Yeah. Especially when you've been going through potty training.
Yeah.
With twins.
Plus it's a nice break to being a parent, I guess.
Yes. And anything else coming to mind?
No, those are the main things.
Okay. Thank you for sharing. All right, so for those who are first time, Dolph Lane, who may or may not remember this, let's cross over. We're going to do 10 to 15 seconds. I'll tell you when to start and stop. I'm just running about 80% of your max. We're all going to do this. Those of you who are in the 30-minute group will walk between. The rest of us will jog between. Take about 30 seconds between and we'll do one more. And then 30-minute group, you'll be on your way. So, are you ready? I'm going to wait for Lane and I to turn this corner. And don't sprint.
Okay.
Okay? All right. 3, 2, and 1. Now just Lane, like, takes off.
I told you I'm sore.
Yeah, that's true. All right, and come to a jog or a walk. We'll give it 30 to 45. We'll go again. Oh, Lane, I'm going to show you one of my favorite trees. You can describe it. We'll just take a little rest and we'll go again. And then I want to remind you, if you can share these, share your experience. I'll take a picture of Lane and I before we go so you can see what he actually looks like.
Oh, we've done this before, I was so sweaty.
That doesn't matter. Take a picture, share it if you can. Pass this around your running groups. Really love to see you joining. And as Lane just proved my point, I do not care what you look like in terms of best, worst. I just like to envision seeing you with me on a run. So, yeah, take that picture when you finish. All right, ready? 3, 2, and 1. Okay, and come to a jog, 30-minute group. Thank you so much for joining. See you on Wednesday for a real episode, Friday for a regular episode. And I'll have another one of these coming. And it may well be the Boston shakeout at Tracksmith. If you are going to Boston, I'll see you there at 9 a.m. on Sunday. If not, you can check it out. All right. Okay, Lane, you see this tree here? Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
It's big, isn't it?
It's very big.
I like it. Don't know what it is, but it looks like multiple trees in once.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
It almost... I don't know what kind of tree that is.
No, me neither. Is that that person's house, do you think?
Huh?
Is that that person's house?
Because he gave us some strange looks for sharing his...
I'm going to ask him on the way back. Is that going to embarrass you?
No.
You took way too long to respond there. That was a yes, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Especially if he doesn't know what it's doing.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna do it. Okay. All right, so we did the how are you really. I will answer mine and probably take a pause when I ask that guy what his tree is. So, yeah, how am I really? Well, like now my ankle is hurting, which is a bit concerning because do you remember, Lane, about a month ago when I randomly did that thing to my ankle?
Uh-huh.
I did it again 2 days ago,
Putting
a shoe on. And I don't know what is going on. All right, let's flip. I told Brennan, who's my chiropractor, it's a splash-like sports guy, he can't figure it out either, but he's gonna have a think. But yeah, like it doesn't hurt much. It's a little bit like, what am I doing to make my foot randomly sprain itself somehow? Beyond that, I'm looking forward to the little Easter egg hunt that my street is doing for the kids when I get back. I'm excited about Boston and London coming. I'm a little bit nervous for London because I haven't decided what I'm doing still. I think that's it. Oh, you're lucky he's gone in. Oh, you're saved. He's not there anymore. Oh, all right. Yeah, he's not there. Missed him.
He must have heard us.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I don't want to talk to those people. that one with the whatever she's carrying. All right, well, the mystery goes on. But it is a beautiful tree, isn't it?
It is.
Okay. Do you find yourself paying more attention to trees now? Or did you always?
I do.
Let's go straight. Okay.
I pay much more attention to trees that are being cut down now.
What is my reaction when I see a tree being cut down? Yeah.
It's true pain.
Whatever Lane knows now to stop talking, because I'm just not going to listen if even if he is. Everyone, I've said this before, you need to watch Fern Gully and you will understand my pain. That's what did it for me. Okay. So that's a somewhat of a how am I really, but a shortened version. So typically at this point, what was I going to ask you? What did I say to come? Yeah. Do you, people always comment that I am way too comfortable in the car with roads, with cars close to me. Do you feel that's the case? Or not?
I think you're appropriately comfortable.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
But I also feel like I'm probably too comfortable with cars close by.
Yeah. Yeah, I find, because in England, everyone just drives really close to you, so it's just something I've grown up with.
Yeah.
But I find here people quite often are like, why are you so close to that car? And I'm like, they're not even an arm's length away. Well, they are an arm's length away. I've got plenty of space.
My thought is, as long as you're predictable.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Which probably doesn't add up to my jumping onto the curb.
That's true.
When you're on the inside, closest to the cars.
Okay.
I feel obligated.
Okay.
To provide you space.
Oh, okay, thanks. All right, so you said about TSP. Why don't you go ahead now, Lane, and tell us what that was that you just did a few weeks ago.
So TSP is the Speed Project. It's a 340-mile, approximately, ultra relay race from the Santa Monica sign in California to the Welcome to Las Vegas sign in Las Vegas. So it's groups, teams of between 6 and approximately 12 that all compete. I think there was like 70 teams this year.
Wow.
Like 30 plus countries.
Is that more than normal? Is it growing each year?
Yeah, it grows each year. It's normally between like 50 and I think this was the most.
Okay.
At 70.
Mm-hmm.
This was the 10th year. So the Speed Project started with just a group of 6 people who were like, you know, I'm tired of just normal races and I want to see how fast we can run to Vegas, who lived in Los Angeles. So
do you know why they did Vegas? Is it just because it's like iconic place?
Yeah, I guess. No, I don't know why.
Okay.
That's a good question. I think part of it's that there's a nice place to celebrate at the end of the
day. That's true.
And that you cross through a bunch of deserts and mountain ranges, and it's a really challenging route.
Mm.
And you get to see a lot of, like, the diversity of California geography.
Yep. And so tell us a bit about, you've told me this, but a bit about, like, the strategy involved with getting there as a team.
Yeah, so there's no set route. So, essentially, you can spend, you know, the whole time...
Sorry, I'm getting really close to you.
The whole time, you know, trying to find the shortest route that you can. The traditional format is 6 team members, 4 guys, 2 girls. Because that's what the original team was. And, the legs are not set. You can do the legs however you want. So... As years have gone on, teams have found different strategies. And generally speaking, the shorter the legs you do, the faster you run. So some teams do as short as 400-meter repeats all the way to Vegas. Some teams do longer, like 10Ks all the way to Vegas.
So this is like with professional runners that have done it as well?
Yes, so yeah, there's a mix of amateurs and professional athletes. You know, sponsored teams and teams that just sort of thrown together like ours. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a whole big mix of the running community. So it brings together a lot of people from across the U.S. and also across the world.
Yeah,
so it's pretty neat.
Yeah, so cool. And that you, how many times have you done it?
This was my third.
Okay. Yep, and you definitely can tell it's your favorite thing of the year.
Yeah, definitely my favorite race. Uh-huh. I like the team aspect of it, as opposed to, I grew up playing competitive sports on teams, and it kind of like fills that void of having teammates. Everyone kind of suffering together, doing it for someone else as opposed to just yourself.
Yeah, that is cool. Well, thank you for sharing that. Lane is getting to see the full extent of my randomness of where I run on these runs. We're just flipping around all over the place. But these roads are so quiet, that's why I choose them. So the next thing I want to have us do is updates you would share, or what you would tell us if you were running with us and this was the first time you met us. What would you tell us about yourself? So I'm going to give you some time to do that, and then 45 minute group, it will be about your time. So let's go ahead and take a minute or two to tell us what have you been up to lately. So Lane and I will just run along awkwardly for a minute. That person's house isn't big enough.
Oh,
they're like, we gotta add more. So big. A little bit more time. Drifted away. What updates do you have? A few more seconds. Okay, thank you so much for sharing. As we only have 30 seconds left, I'm just going to have us run to the 45. We'll do our two strides in a minute, and then I'll do my updates, and we'll get to know Lane's story in the final 15 minutes. So Lane, get thinking about what you want to share. As I didn't get you any, give you any heads up. Come to a walk, 45 minute group. We are gonna do some strides in about 30 seconds. Do one stride, take a walk, jog in between, we'll do another one. And we'll spend the last bit of time checking in with Lane. All right, let's go straight. I'm gonna take a picture of us as well in a minute, Lane.
Right.
All right, Okay, are we ready? 3, 2, and 1. Not for the picture. For this ride. And come to a jog. Lane, this is actually going to help me as well because I like to have a picture of people on my phone. Uh-huh. And it's been bothering me that you're one of the people I text often and it still just says LP.
Yeah, it surprises me.
Yeah, I've taken videos, but not pictures. That smells strong, doesn't it?
Very.
Yeah.
Goggles?
I actually don't know. I'm not good at remembering the names. Alright, 3, 2, and 1. I think dogwood is more bigger petals than that. Okay, come to a jog. That's a very random place for a bench. Isn't it? Is this a bench outside a house? There's no like bus stop or anything. It's just a green, one of those like city benches. Randomly. I don't remember seeing that before. So maybe that's new. Okay, 45 minute group. Thank you so much for joining. Go ahead and take a picture, a screenshot if you haven't already. You can hear I'm going to share some updates quickly in just a minute. If you are going to be at Boston this weekend, come and see me at the Tracksmith Shakeout at 9 a.m. on Sunday, day before. And if you want to go to that panel with Alison Desir, Cara Goucher, Lauren Fleshman, and Christine Yu, all incredible writers with books out or coming out, that's at 10. So you can easily do the shakeout and get straight over to the expo because it's just a minute away. And go check out what those women are doing. Okay, other updates on my end. I will also be in London. I'm not sure which Tracksmith events I'll be doing. So I will update that. If you aren't already on my email newsletter list, go sign up at runningforreal.com. I will be sharing the cover for the book this week, so you can see that and just get more general updates like these. What else do I have for news? I'm doing a 50 miler next month, which I don't think I've said on one of these yet. Doing the original race I was supposed to be doing, Bryce Canyon. I was going to do that a year ago when I got that stomach flu, and I'm going to go for the 50 mile instead of the 50k. I think that might be it for now, because I want to hear and I want to share about my dear friend next to me. So, Lane, do you want to tell us a bit about either how you got your start in running or, yeah, where the passion came from?
Well, so I grew up playing soccer, as you probably noticed living in St. Louis. Soccer's probably the dominant sport for youth in St. Louis.
Oh, yes.
Or at least it definitely was when I was growing up. So I ran quite a bit for that. I really played like a central midfielder or wing midfielder, which is a position that runs a lot anyway. So I always kind of had the base. And I went to college and to study engineering and stopped playing soccer. I just kind of continued running. Casually, mostly just for health reasons. And when I moved to California after graduating, didn't know anyone besides my then girlfriend, now wife, Lauren, who moved with me. And as an outlet to meet people, we started going to group runs.
You went together?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. So I got to meet a lot of really cool people in California, many of whom are now very close friends. Uh-huh. They all ran competitively, or more competitively, so just through the collective of meeting up and running with them, and starting to do workouts, and then eventually racing, just kind of grew to really love and appreciate the sport as an engineer, I like the improvement that you can see.
Mm.
It's very measurable. You know, 1 year over the next year. So that part really appealed to me, but really it's probably the community aspect of it. It's one of the few hobbies, I say in parentheses, that you can do that combines fitness with social aspects, and it brings people together, you know, multiple times a week, as opposed to, you know, if we're just hanging out with friends, maybe you see them on the weekends, but you're busy during the week, or whatever, you know, running really kind of gives you an excuse to see people multiple times.
Yeah.
So that was kind of my introduction to running. And it's continued to today. So.
Yeah. So how many years ago was that?
I graduated college 11 years ago, so...
Okay.
I guess it's been an 11-year journey.
Okay. I like that. And thank you for sharing that. Yeah. And I love that you said the community piece is such a critical part, because I absolutely agree. And, you know, for us, we get two, occasionally three times a week together, and it's so nice to just, talk and, you know, socialize.
Yeah.
Like you said, while you're doing something that you need to do, want to do, is good for you to do, and to combine those things, it is good.
Yeah, and yeah, to that community point, you know, like you're never afraid to just jump into a workout I have to do. It's not like, oh no, this is my workout for the week.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't run together.
Which
is how I always feel. I'd rather do someone else's workout and have a companionship than go out and do my own workout on my own.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and it's been so good for like pushing one another out of that comfort zone with those workouts, because we've done it kind of done across the board, although we haven't really done like a long hard effort, I don't think, have we? A tempo or anything?
Probably not.
That day I was dying. Was I sick? Yeah, I think I was sick that day when I had to let you go.
Did you still bike for a long time? Is that the one?
Well, no. I have biked along with you multiple times. That day where I took us to Laumeier, and it was such a like mess of a workout for you, because I was like, this will be fine, and then we're like turning here, there, and everywhere. You're running on these like jankety, broken up cement roads, crossing streets.
I think we ran through a field.
Yep, it was a really bad choice on my part. That wasn't a good call on my part. And I was dying, so I had to send you ahead. It's really been good. And, it's so nice to have people to run with. And that obviously was a big part of the reason these came along, was because of just wanting to give people who don't have someone to run with the closest thing you could get. So now you get the experience of what it's like for Lane and I on a typical Monday, Wednesday, maybe Friday thing, or Saturday in this case. You were also there for the poison ivy incident last year.
And
not only when I did it, the moment I did it, but also in the aftermath when I was moaning about it because it was so bad.
Rightfully so.
Yes. Right, let's go down to... Alright, so we've got about 3 minutes. I'm going to do the two more strides during this run. And then we'll wrap up. And Lane should be about right to run you home, maybe a teeny bit over. Okay. So... what else do I have to... let's go ahead in your own pace and your own time. Go ahead and do a body scan just to check in with yourself now compared to how you felt at the beginning. So just do it in your own time. And I'll give you a minute to do that. camera than the road on the other side. Not many cars come down here. As this car turns, like, you just ran past the sidewalk. I'm gonna come behind you for a second because this person seems nervous. We have a tiny car. Get him squished around us. Final few seconds of that body scan. Okay, thank you for checking in with yourself, seeing how you're feeling. Lane, how are you feeling now?
During my body scan, noticed that I'm carrying a lot of tension in my shoulders.
Okay. Is that what you tend to do when you're stressed, or is that...
No, I think I just chronically do this while I run. try to focus on it, but... Uh-huh. I don't know if anyone else struggles with that.
I don't know if I struggle with that. Do you mind if I run over to that porta potty? No. Okay, come with me. You can just hold the phone and talk to people. I've been needing to pee since the beginning of my run, and as I saw it, I'd rather just go. Alright, are you okay to talk?
Yeah.
You can just complain about me if you want. Time me.
So we're... Okay. So we are in the middle of a neighborhood. A very nice neighborhood. Very large houses, one of which is being renovated and has generously provided a porta potty out front, which Tina is now taking advantage of. So I'm now running laps down the street and around while she goes. I see her now running towards us. One minute. On the nose.
Oh, that was 1 minute?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, because now I can run you back and then I can just keep going. Because otherwise I have to run back and drop this off or go to the bathroom. So, thanks.
Yeah.
We're needing
no
to pee.
No problem.
Okay. What did you talk about?
As it turns out, I am not talented enough to hold a one-way conversation.
I can't wait to listen to that, see what you did.
That is a skill I do not possess.
So you basically talked about that for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we need to do a stride. You ready?
Yep.
All right, 3, 2, and 1. All right, come to a jog. Everyone can keep going. We are gonna hit a minute, an hour before we get to that second stride. But you can keep going. You can do an extra minute including a stride. I know you can. So once we get across this intersection, we'll do another one. Okay. 3, 2, and 1. All right, calm down. Oh, a Prius. I did not expect a Prius to honk at me.
That was a happy...
Okay, coming to a jog. That was a happy honk. It sounded like a happy honk. But I don't think it was intended as a happy honk.
They had a respect bumper sticker on the
way. That's what I mean. Prius was not what I was expecting to see come around. All right, friends, you mind coming to a walk for a sec, Lane?
Nope.
Okay, let's just go on the grass, though. so no more Priuses honk at us. I want you to find some element of nature to ground yourself with, something that will remind you to just connect with the earth, that you're here. Now I'm going to touch these sycamores. Sycamores, they're red. See, I haven't noticed that before, that they start off red. That's cool.
Yeah.
Are they sycamores? Helicopter things. No, that's not a sycamore tree, but they're like the helicopters. Okay. All right, thank you so much for joining us today. Lane, thanks for dealing with the surprise of that so well. And I appreciate you, friend.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, friends, I'll see you next time. Make sure you share with us where you are, what you're up to, and see you on Wednesday.